Monday, 7:50 a.m. at my locker. I just got to school a few minutes ago, and the 8th grade students are already buzzing about Student Exchange Week. I'm dying to talk to Chloe and Zoe about it, but right now I'm so sleepy I can barely keep my eyes open. Yesterday, my parents surprised me with a new puppy. Yes, it's true. The Maxwell family has a dog. Her name is Daisy, and she's a golden retriever. She's a sweet, happy, wiggly bundle of energy. I love her so much that I'm thinking about making a new designer fragrance for teens called Puppy Breath. Daisy is absolutely perfect. She's super playful and so silly that she makes me laugh. Anyway, I was so stressed out about having to attend Northampton Hills that I barely got any sleep last night. Although Daisy didn't help matters, as much as I adore her, I'm starting to wish she had an on-off switch because that dog never sleeps. And every time I drifted off to sleep, she'd get bored and lonely and want to play. Daisy decides to wake me up by scaring the snot out of me. Ow, ow. Ah! She was so cute that I couldn't stay mad. OMG, I probably got less than 17 minutes of sleep the entire night. It's Daisy's fault that I'm tired and grumpy and will be sleepwalking from class to class. I'm almost too exhausted to even worry about Student Exchange Week. I wish it were a real foreign exchange student program for some faraway exotic place, like maybe Paris, France. I'd love, love, love to spend a week in Paris. It's such a romantic city. I just turned in a project for French class about the Louvre Art Museum, which contains some of the world's most famous masterpieces. I hope I get a decent grade on it, since my report and hand-drawn illustrations took me forever to complete. Anyway, I just had the most brilliant idea. Since I'm a library shelving assistant, I can use that as an excuse to get out of the program. I'll simply beg our librarian, Mrs. Peach, to let me help out in the library during Student Exchange Week. School will be out for the summer soon, and there's a ton of work that needs to be done to get the library ready for next year. So I am pretty sure she'll say yes. Problem solved, right? Wrong. That's when Principal Winston made an announcement over the PA system about Student Exchange Week. He explained that the final week of the program would start on Monday, May 12th. And those of us 8th graders who hadn't already participated in a previous week would be receiving a letter with details about our host school assignment later today. He reminded us that instead of being graded on class assignments, students will receive one credit for successfully completing the program. Any student failing to do so will end up one credit short for completing 8th grade and not be promoted to 9th grade. As if all of that bad news wasn't bad enough, he said the credit would have to be made up by attending summer school. Sorry, but as much as I hate the thought of spending a week with Mackenzie, I hate the thought of spending the entire summer in school even more. This student exchange program was quickly turning into a massive headache. Even though I felt overwhelmed, I decided to handle my problem in a very calm and mature manner. So I went straight to the girls' bathroom. OMG, is that Nikki? And had a complete meltdown.